We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am with Michael Caputo, WBEN contributor, and we're taking a look at the Democratic candidates for 2020 who have already declared. And Michael, first off, your thoughts on those who have already thrown their hats into the ring.
Well, we've got eight now officially running, including Elizabeth Warren, Richard Ojeda, former Maryland Congressman John Delaney, Andrew Young, a businessman, Julian Castro, a Tulsi Gabbard, Kirsten Gillibrand, and now, of course, Kamala Harris, who just declared today. It's already a crowded field. I think the best one out of all of those right now is probably Kamala Harris, although she's probably also the least experienced of all of them as well. However, she brings progressive cred. Elizabeth Warren's kind of already burned hers. And we got a lot more.
What else do you think might be a candidate on the Democratic side?
You got a minute? I'll go through them. Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Michael Bloomberg, Joe Biden, Sherrod Brown, Marianne Williamson, Eric Swalwell, Jeff Merkley, Tim Ryan, John Hickenlooper, Jay Inslee, Terry McAuliffe, Steve Bullock, Beto O'Rourke, Eric Garcetti, Eric Holder, Stacey Abrams, Mitch Landrieu, Andrew Gillum, Pete Buttigieg, Bill de Blasio, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, among those candidates, you mentioned Kamala Harris would be the top contender. What would be about Kamala Harris who could be the one that knocks off Donald Trump 2 years from now?
Well, I don't know. It's going to be a really brutal primary, so they're all going to have to spend a lot of money. They're all going to take a lot of hits. I mean, if you look at Kamala Harris, I mean, people say that she's arguably the least vetted Democrat running for president, but it's already clear that she's unqualified and some would say out of touch. You know, her hometown paper, when she declared, says she's a bad manager as an attorney general in the state. And all she has to show for her brief time in the United States Senate is a radically liberal voting record. But it's that liberal voting record that's going to help her rise to the top of the heap. You know, this is, you know, it's going to get deeper and deeper as more and more names come out. I mean, there are strong ones in there as well. I mean, you see Terry McAuliffe, who did well and when he was governor of Virginia. And you see Sherrod Brown, an Ohio senator who has some pretty solid credentials. I also like, from the Democrat side, Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota senator. She's a Midwesterner, a somewhat moderate record, and a very appealing personality and candidate model. And, of course, Cory Booker out of New Jersey, who comes like a Democrat in the Jack Kemp mold. A lot of support behind him. Kamala Harris still, I think, is the strongest one so far, but she's in for a fight with the ones that I've mentioned.
And how tough do you think this fight will be compared to what we saw in 2016 with the Republicans, two groups of debates and all that?
Well, it's going to be complicated because we had, 16? We're going to have upwards of 30 on the Democratic side. They're going to have to separate them into a couple of different groups. They say they're not going to do that by polls. So I don't know how the Democrats are going to organize it. They're working on that right now. It's going to be very difficult, very complex, but also very expensive. And the people who are celebrating the most in this wide field are the TV and radio stations who are going to benefit in the primary states from all the money that's going to be spent to try and rise above the other 29 people running against you.
You mentioned Kamala Harris was the number one contender. If not Harris, who could win?
I think that if I had to pick somebody that could give Donald Trump a run for his money, Joe Biden, you know, just because he's very well liked in the Democratic Party and has a lot of middle class, working class cred. But again, I mentioned that Klobuchar, who's the senator out of Minnesota, I believe she's got a real strong chance. But Kamala Harris, the reason why I put her out there is that there's a real pull to the progressive side in among the Democratic activists who control the party's nomination process. And Klobuchar, Biden, they're not as thrilling to them as Kamala Harris is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.